Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa. You are back in the limelight yet again this week with another extraordinary entrepreneur. Not only, but she's a very good friend of mine, and you know how I love talking to my friends. So you just stay right there while I settle back in, because I've got a really, really great some news. I think it's really kind of cool. So first off, don't forget that you can get all of the videos you can see on Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Android TV, and YouTube. You can listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and our good friends over at Inspired News Radio. We're always putting our podcasts up too. We are coming into the sixth edition of the In the Limelight In the Limelight magazine. It is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. And we've got a really, really cool technology coming into that magazine when it drops. And you should, by the time you see this, you should probably be seeing that magazine and the new technology, which is first out in the world. So we're very excited about that. I am going to bring on, as I said, a friend, and she is an entrepreneur. She is a speaker. She has got her own academy. She has got her own television show on Amazon. I could be here. This could be the longest interview on the planet just to cover everything that she does, but I'm going to bring her on anyway. That is Dee Dee Wong, everybody. Good friend. We met actually, Dee Dee, a couple of years back. I'm going to go 2 years, is it already? Two and a half years ago.
Yes, 2 years.
When Dee Dee came on to my Italy trip. How was my Italy trip, Dee Dee?
Oh my God, the most magical trip, most memorable trip in a good way. I met so many wonderful people, especially you, Clarissa. We've become so good, such good friends. But the way you did the itinerary, oh my God, is out of this world. If I can really be the one to say once in a lifetime experience, that truly was the trip. Italy, once in a lifetime trip. Go to anyone that she organizes.
It was a trippy trip. That's what it was. Actually, Mr. Pagani is going to be on the next cover, so that's very exciting.
Yes,
he was amazing. Let's get back over to you. Because, you know, when we were on that trip, I was kind of like coming up into creating my new business, and you were just starting again, I think, and starting to create your, at least your speaking business. I knew that was very important to you. And then you've parlayed that now, again, as I said, into the Yes Academy, and I want to hear more about that. You've got, the name of your book now is called Success Breakthroughs. I want to hear more about that. And that was with Jack Canfield. And then you've got the Speakerpreneur Summit. That's coming up. Is that today? No.
It started today, yes.
Started today through the, October 16th. Very good. And then your ebook, which is something you're going to be gifting to everybody. Well, I'll let you tell me about that. But tell me about the process. Tell me about the journey. Tell me about why you decided speaking, was going to be your path, and media and helping others with their message.
Well, my journey began on my dream of being on Broadway, and that's what led me to come to America from England. I grew up in England. I studied in a British boarding all-girls school. My family's in Hong Kong, just so you kind of place me.
Right.
But I decided to come to America because I wanted to be on Broadway. So I was very comfortable being on stage as an actress, dancer, singer. And we have that same similar in our talents and our background.
Yep.
But the speaking really came along when I hired my first mentor. And he's been on your show, David Meltzer.
Yep.
And he's the one who recognized my talent and referred me to a couple of people who were casting for a movie. And they were casting for a feature documentary called, it's called Impact. And he's like, you know what, you should talk to my mentee, Dee Dee Wong, I would recommend her. And out of thousands of people that they did audition, I got one of the main parts, which is really trying to get me to become a speaker. And I wasn't a speaker back then. You know, I was used to being an actress, so I had lines. I knew how to do the script thing. But being yourself on stage is a totally different ballgame, right? So I was, you know, the very first time you'll see in the movie, they got me. Like, really got me. I was so green. And they called me, the next speaker is Dee Dee Wong. And I was sitting in the front row and I was like, oh, what? And so I was on there and I stumbled through my words. It was terrible. But the journey of the movie is literally my real journey as a speaker. So within 6 months, I basically got myself from being green to speaking at the United Nations, which was amazing. Yeah, so that's really my journey of speaking. Yeah.
You moved with lightning speed, which was something I could watch. Yeah. And not only may I say, first of all, I want everybody to make sure that they see the ticker on the bottom, DeeDeeWong.com. You can get over there, everybody, to get learn more, see more, find her, social, everything that she's doing. But all of this you did with this.
Yeah. I love that you did that.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, DeeDee, are you Superwoman or what?
I don't know. People ask me that question all the time. Like, how do you manage the children with your careers? And, you know, I think it comes down to not sweating the small stuff, having great attitude in life. And I love people. You know, whenever I meet people, I make sure that I connect with them. And I always say your vibe attracts your tribe. So I'm not trying to appeal to everyone in the world, you know, but when I met you, you know, it was right away we knew we were going to.
Yeah, we said that you and I are going to be great friends. And we have been since then.
Yes, we have. And we've had some really great chats. And but, you know, I always say it's not the quantity of time that you spend with your children. It's the quality of time that you spend with your children. So when I my time and for the past few months has been great. I've been home all the time. It's the quality, what you are giving. And by the way, this goes for not just children. This goes for anybody you are with in life. When you have a conversation, be present. Be present to the person you're talking to and don't be distracted. You know, this is really something very common sense, but actually it needs to be repeated and repeated for people to actually get in their brain. It's very rude and disruptive when you are in a conversation with someone and then you pick up your phone and you're like, oh yeah, it just, you know, we're living in this day and age where we're so easily distracted. So I would say the reason why my career has been lightning speed is really because I do make an effort in every single relationship I come across. I give them the time. I follow up. I actually, you know, connect eye to eye. Eye contact, very important. You know, I teach all this stuff. I'm a communication coach and I help people become speakers. So that's why this stuff is really important to me. And I can get the relationship to go farther as I meet more people. Yeah.
Yeah. So as a communication coach, tell me what that day, what did that day feel like?
Oh my gosh. Yes. This is a really great, touching picture. Actually, I started my speech out at the United Nations, really about a quote that my father wrote to me in a letter when I was 25. And it starts off, my speech started off like this. You will never make it in America. That is the exact words that my father wrote to me when I was 25. And I received this letter, right? And I read it. And anyway, so that was the speech in the United Nations. And that moment I ended the speech with, and I made it in America. I have made it in America. So that's why I put my arm up. It was like a victory. And it was very emotional because I was standing in the middle of the Big Apple at the United Nations, right, you know, saying to everyone that my father didn't believe in me. And yet he is my hero. He is the one who would give me unconditional love. Right. And kind of the relationship between my parents and I, being a Chinese girl living in America, yeah, and, you know, becoming a speaker, which is airing a lot of dirty laundry, which is not a no-no in a Chinese culture, right?
Right, right.
And you met my mom?
Yeah, I met your mom, yes. I loved Alice. I thought she was great. But listen, she's not my mother, but what I wanted to say about that is I think there's no greater motivator than somebody saying you can't. or you
won't. That's right.
That's a fabulous motivator right there. So let's fast forward through and you say, okay, well, you know, I've got four kids and a husband and I'm speaking all over the world and I'm creating my business, and but it's not enough. Boom. I'm going to write a book with Jack Canfield called Success Breakthroughs. Yes, Dee Dee, why don't you write a book? Okay. So how did this come about?
Well, this was brought to me by my PR agency. I solely believe if you are a business owner and you're listening to this podcast right now, if you're not putting money and investing in media, you're not doing the right thing. Put it into marketing, put it into PR, put it into media, please. Right. Yeah. And so this was my very first thing that I invested with my PR company into, right, writing a book with him, right? And Jack obviously is a huge name in the personal development world, sure, very respected. Yes. So what better for me to associate with somebody like him than for me just to write a solo book? People don't know me. Why would they buy my solo book, yes, at that point, right? Sure. So it's really a ploy. Of course, I am into marketing. I'm into, so I'm all about it. So yeah, that was really what was happening there. Very frank and I'm straightforward.
Absolutely. Okay, so I really want to know about your academy now. So this Yes Academy is what? Tell us all.
The Yes Academy was born because I was on this show called Elevator Pitch.
Right.
And it's the number one business show digitally. And it's really like a shark tank. But I say shark tank with harmony because we're not fighting to get the deal. All four of us judges actually have to be in harmony to invest together as a team,
right,
for the entrepreneurs. People were walking through the elevator, not knowing what to say, not competent, and just not good enough. And so I was like, well, I don't like mediocre entrepreneurs that I'm thinking about putting my money to. And I love angel investing. I love helping people dreams come true. So I was like, you know what? I need to help them with their elevator pitch. How do you actually pitch when you have that opportunity to be in front of an angel investor? And right, then it kind of went into not just pitching to angel investors. It went to pitching on everyday life. I talk about how do you actually get an upgrade in a hotel. I talk about how do you get to talk to somebody in a way that you can actually get what you desire, but not in a manipulative way, in an authentic, real way. But I really go into depth about that. And the Yes Academy, we do one-on-one programs. Obviously, that's with me, and then that we have group coaching, and we have some online courses as well.
Okay, so are we waiting potentially to get back in the same room with you once we can? Is that how that works?
No, nope, it's all online right now.
Okay, yep. All online.
Yep.
Okay.
It used to be in person, but we all pivoted, right? All coaches, we all pivoted. So everything online actually is so much more convenient. And you can connect with so many more people online nowadays, right?
Absolutely. I don't think I have seen you in quite a long time and we're connecting now, which is great. So because we have to do an interview in order to be able to say, hey, how are you? How you doing? Everything okay? Tell me about the Amazon show. This is news to me. I did not know about this until now. It's an Amazon Prime Video called Speak Up.
Yes. So I have recently become an executive producer and it just kind of fell on my lap. I was asked to first be a speaker on the show. So I went into it's a film studio in Dallas, and I went as a speaker. They invited me as a talent, and then after my experience there, I was just like, wow, I really enjoy the show, and I think it's so well produced, so well done. The team was so organized. So then I went and asked them, I'm like, hey, is there any opportunity for me to jump on as a producer? Because there are a few things that I would tweak. Because now that I've lived through the experience of being, right, a speaker, I would really love to bring in this idea, bring in that idea, and they just loved it. So now I'm EP on the show, and we're casting for season 3 right now. It's basically a TED Talk-like show, Speak Up. We encourage speakers to bring their message forth, and we have 15 minutes to do your thing, and every single speaker have their own episode, and we are in season 3, so I'm very excited and proud of the show. Yeah,
I bet you are. That's exciting stuff. Yes, yeah, that is really great. Okay, so, oh my God, I don't know. Yeah, where are you going to find all the time? But that's okay. You must.
I know. I will just quickly add, though, the two other current projects I'm working on. I'm very, very excited about
that. I didn't know that was the really next question.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, we're connected.
Let's make it official. What's next for Didi Wong?
I am working on two shows. One is called Money Moves, and it's a hip hop Shark Tank. So I'm staying in my lane. I am the elevator pitch queen. I am the angel investor. I love helping entrepreneurs succeed. That is the heart of the show. So Money Moves is about bringing on big name celebrities, and we're talking Snoop Dogg, Rihanna, John Legend, those type of names. And we're talking about a big time athlete and a big time executive of female. So I want to bring the females in as well. And I'm running the show with some fellow EPs, and we are really wanting to follow the Black Lives Movement to really give the urban, I'm really hoping I'm using the right words, because nowadays people are so sensitive to words, you know what I mean? Yeah, but with great intention, just really trying to help the minorities in this country and giving them a place to be, and special entrepreneurs, because I love entrepreneurs. I really want to help them. And then they get coaching, they get mentorships after the show to, you know, double the money in half the time. That's what I love. So that's Money Moves. And then we have American Icon, which is an investigative type show where there's going to be panels of life coaches, business coaches, really life coaching in the way of mental health. So we talk about, the very first episode is going to be about Marilyn Monroe. And we have big names, again, like Bradley Cooper or Demi Lovato, people who have gone through their own journey of mental illness, like Robert Downey Jr., stuff like that. But we are, and by the way, none of these are confirmed, just so you know, I'm not throwing them out there. This is a development show right now. And but we have all the connections to the right people. And we're just going to be really tackling mental health and drug addiction and suicide and things like that. It's a very serious show, talking about how they died, you know? Yeah.
Very, very much needed. Good for you. That's the kind of television I call intelligent media.
I love it.
Yeah, intelligent media. Very good. I love that. You know, I love to ask this question as well. And I do usually ask this question for most of the entrepreneurs that come on the show. And that is, with all of the amazing things that you've done, with all of the fabulous success that you've had, what would you say up to today? And it's not your marriage and it's not your children, has been your crowning moment?
I would say winning the award for Women of the Decade for Entrepreneurship and Venture Capital at the Women Economic Forum in India. My mom and dad and my younger sister was there to watch me receive it. That was my crowning moment, not because of the award. It was really because, as a Chinese daughter, it's the biggest. My biggest thing was to make my parents proud. Right. And it's, you know, it's not something that you say out loud as Chinese people, right? And so I never got patted on the back. Never, you know, not very often do I hear "I love you" from my parents, but it's not because they don't love me. It's just understand the cultural difference, okay? Right. So I'm not putting my parents down. It's very, very clear that there's nobody who loves me more than my parents, and I thank everything in my life for them. So when I went up to the stage and I received this award, and I saw in my mommy and daddy's eyes the way they looked at me, and when I left the stage, the way they spoke to me at lunch, because we were going into lunch, and it was just the four of us, my sister Kiki, mommy and daddy, and I, the way they spoke to me was never done before. The way they treated me was not the same. It was like, wow, they approve of me, or they are proud of me, finally. And it's still not, oh, congratulations, well done. It was just in the attitude of them. So that would be my crowning glory highlight moment of my life so far.
I think that in a private conversation you and I had, you said that that was really a breakthrough and a life-changing moment, especially with the relationship with your mother.
Yes, yes. And it's still a work in progress. Yep, and I'm not afraid to tell people when I step on stage or any other conversations. I'm not afraid to tell people that, you know, my mom and I have had, up and down roller coaster relationship, and You know, it starts from her not approving of me marrying a non-Chinese man to deciding to live in America to deciding that my career would be in speaking, you know, all of those things. But now she's proud of me. You know, I've made kind of my mark on in the industry, and more I see that. And I do hope that, you know, I am in the lineage of leaving a legacy, that I'm doing the same with my children seeing me, you know. So it really is about family at the end of the day, and who you have right with you, living with you, and my children watches mommy. And the other day my son wrote an essay, "Who inspires you the most in the world?" The teacher said, and he wrote an essay about my mother and my mommy, you know. And I framed it, by the way. I just put
of course you did.
I'm framing it.
After you cried a tissue box of tears, of course.
Yes.
Right? Yes, I can imagine. And listen, I know that I can say this because we are friends, and I want to say this because it comes spontaneously. Please allow me to tell you how thrilled and proud I am of you, because
you.
I met you some years ago. You were not where you are today. I know what right. you went through to get there. It's been an extraordinary experience to sit back and watch you
go through
the process, get to where you want to go, and be you the entire time. You're not trying to make anybody else happy. You're not looking for anybody else's approval. You're just doing Dee Dee.
That's right. And thank you for your friendship. I mean, guys, when I first met Clarissa, I was just kowtowing to her. Seriously, I was like, who is this woman? I was so honored to have met you. Honestly, her resume is like, oh my God, just looked at the beginning of the show. I was just like, this magazine, and you're still so gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I'm just so excited about and everything that you're doing. And I'm really honored that you asked me to be on your show, honestly.
Absolutely, you're welcome anytime, you know that. We are always here for you. Everybody, that is the end of this. That's how quickly the time goes. That's the episode. But I do want to ask Dee Dee to stay right there while I say goodbye to all of our listeners, all of our watchers, and give you an appointment again for next week when we will have yet another extraordinary entrepreneur. We are in the limelight, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Limelight TV, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to my channel on YouTube, and you can listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Go head over to InTheLimelightMedia.com to read our digital magazine, and don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.
Okay.